Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir.
My bad, man.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is, in fact, Tuesday, September 30th, 2025.
I just realized my social faux poo just now.
Foo poo.
Like you're in the middle of conversation, and I just threw the cans on and cut
you off.
Oh,
no, it was time. It's time.
Yeah, but I mean, we could have went later if we needed to.
Oh, really?
Just to finish the point.
God.
Which is, you know, a disservice, but you just had to be here.
You just had to be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got audio, actually. It plays now. I'll play it in a second.
What was that?
It's a remember the chick from the FOF last week who was trying to. Get one going in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog came
oh,
in.
Oh, gosh.
The dog kept barking.
I don't know why they didn't make her expedite the process, to be honest with you.
No way.
Dog walking.
You can't
in.
Do that.
That's
like, have
wrong.
You. And you know, look, I know Paige was like,
oh.
No. Oh, do it again. That was good.
Oh.
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 That's just going at it, man.
What was
it? Let's see if it'll keep your finger on the way. Make them say,
oh.
Na 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 na.
Make
them say,
oh.
Na 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 na.
Very good. That goes fast.
Oh.
What's another one?
I can't do it fast. Oh, dang it.
I'm thinking to the band Aha, but they won't play with that. Things that make them go. Things that make them go. Things that make them go. Is this a HR violation video right here?
Oh,
it won't go fast.
If you heard that at work, you would leave.
Especially if it was in the toilet.
You would.
Especially in our toilet.
Somebody's giving birth.
I don't know if that's an HR violation. This one might be.
Hey, how's it going? Good, and you? Wanna? You got a place?
Stop tape.
Yeah.
Do I have a place?
Stop tape for discussion.
That's good.
Do I have a place?
You know.
Have you ever been propositioned at work?
No, not at work.
Not by an employee.
Really? No. Wow. Lucky you.
Nobody ever asked me if I was pregnant, which is cool, I guess.
Did anybody say, show me your boobies?
No, but there is
show me your winky.
God.
I mean, I don't know what you say to a guy.
Show me your Chris Winky.
There are a couple people that are, and I don't mind this, I really don't, that are touchy-feely.
Oh?
And I know other people might mind that, but I don't think they do it to them, if that makes any sense.
Employees?
Yeah. I think they just do it to people who they know won't say anything. I'll write a couple names.
Wow. Wow, I never knew this.
I know
this
one that's on that list for sure.
See if we're thinking of the same one.
I've been...
Am I on the list? Because I'm a hugger.
Are you? You're not a hugger.
You're not.
A hugger.
No, you're not. Like, hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's... Yes, that's exactly. Yes. Yeah. And also...
I don't mind.
I don't know if you can read my lips or not.
You might have to write that one down. Did you say Paul Harvey? That could be.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
Oh, really write it down. I don't.
Does it seem to like us?
Really?
If we played charades with employees, I'd be an awful player.
Well, it'd only go like four rounds.
Well, is that person in a, never mind, I can't say that.
Yeah, no, you write it down.
It's that southern, You know, it's that Southern, like, you remember the lady that called on the, I think it was FOF line, it might have been a live call, where she said, I need to quit sexualizing women and calling female listeners honey and sugar and things like that. Oh, yeah,
baby doll.
It's such a Southern kind of thing.
That was your go-to.
Someone.
Who was that?
Someone licked her.
Okay.
Paige. is she right, though?
Yes.
Oh.
But why, rather than writing the name, which she was at liberty to, she decided to keep the clues going.
Dude, that is going to be that person's new nickname. Like, hands down, that's
I love it.
That's what I call her.
It's very...
I'm sorry.
very ambiguous.
I told you.
I don't know what other good nickname would be except for that one. That is perfect.
Okay. So, yeah.
I mean,
that means we'll shorten the other one to just fingers?
Yeah, because it's real odd.
The full name is, yeah.
It's odd when your name rhymes with your nickname.
Do you know anybody that they're all their, not their thumb, but the other four fingers are exactly the same length? This person.
That is weird looking, too.
Has four fingers that are the same length. And I tell you.
We need
it's awkward shaking their hand.
No middle finger, huh?
I mean, it's still there, but it's the same length.
They got like flat top fingers.
Yeah.
And we knew somebody who had a foot that was longer than the other one, I guess you could say. Or taller.
A leg.
That's what, a leg was taller.
Yeah, so we have
foot wasn't longer than the other.
Leg, finger, and foot. I love it.
Does that work with like our feet? Like, you know, women's breasts being different sizes? Like, are our feet actually? Because I don't know that I don't know the last time I've measured my foot. I think after a certain age, you just quit doing it.
Maybe slightly different because you put weight on one foot.
Yeah, I step with my right. Yeah. I figured that out with the old hip-a-rooney.
I think with us, it's testicle-wise.
Is it
one that hangs lower.
Really? One's larger than the other?
Well, I think it's like lower.
Do yours ever like twist around almost like some kind of thing you would buy at Sharper Image and put on your desk where it would just twist around and then come back untwisted and twist around and then come back untwisted?
I can't sit down too fast. I'll say that much.
Yeah, man.
You really got to be careful.
Oh, my God.
It's the it's really I put it right up there when it comes to the Lord designing our bodies. He just knew that the fart was going to be the thing that is
put everybody over.
It's just I don't even mean the smell, but I just mean the sounds. Like, it doesn't have to. You imagine if we coughed or sneezed and went.
I wonder what would happen.
Hold on, I got a cough, Paige. Okay, sorry.
What would happen if you wore Spanx every day, and then by the time the end of the day,
I'd have a big bubble on my leg. I'd have a big bubble on my leg that would be shifting from leg to leg and around my body, and finally I'd just have to push it down the leg.
You go home.
My socks would reek.
And you take your Spanx off, and you literally release the demon. Like, there's this big cloud of smoke coming out of your pantalones.
That's awful. Spanx in general.
They would be Stanx at that point. I'll go ahead and save you the time of Googling or texting that one in. You're all overthinking it. This is my thanks. My thanks.
I don't get why why women wear Spanx.
Because?
Like, are you trying to not be fat or not portray fatness?
Well, okay, I wear them so you look completely smooth on both sides, especially if you're standing all day and people are staring at you. You want to look good. You don't want any panty lines. And you don't want to be camo because, you know, what if you rip your pants at work?
What if someone walked up and just fell over you because they didn't see you?
Why would they?
You were wearing camo.
Oh.
You don't want to be nicknamed gut at work.
It's dangerous to wear camo when you actually go to Bass Pro. Because if you're just standing there like, you know, waiting on, I don't know, a 3-year-old to take a whiz, and you're sitting there by the camo jacket, somebody will walk over and try to fold you.
I gotta use that as a soundtrack.
Oh, come on.
Waiting on a 3-year-old to take away.
Well,
why are you standing so close to the bathroom?
Who does that?
Because I don't trust people.
There's no 3-year-olds that go in there without their parents.
Well, by God, I'll show you one.
The 3-year-olds
that
are going.
That boy went from 2 years of not 2 years, but like, I'm sure he'll love this in the future. I'm telling this chronological order of urinating. At first, he'd sit down, you know.
And, of course, because that's how he learned how to do it.
But then,
the party.
Really?
When he learned to stand in front of, talking about my grandson, by the way.
He thought that was probably the coolest thing.
He really, like, the first time I really, like, noticed. Because when he's at home, you know, I have to.
This is
mom's
that,
territory.
I'm not
like,
saying
when it comes
you do
to,
that at home, but out in public, I wouldn't let a little child go in the bathroom by itself.
That's why I was standing. It's not okay. So it wasn't like a sick stall. It was like a single bathroom.
What sniffer?
You know, I'm sitting here making a fun joke about camouflage.
You already lost her.
And blending. I know. She's going on this tangent again. It's going to end up being about movies or her lake house in a minute.
No, not at all. Nobody cares.
I have
no friends.
Do you think that's a. Not you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't do this, but do you think somebody's parent is a? We talked about the emojis on the privets when they're in the tub. Do you think somebody's filming the first pee, like stand up pee? Because that's awful too. I don't care if it's your own kid or not. You should, you know,
give him some privacy.
Probably not be filming that stuff.
Filming or taking a picture of.
Would you like that if your kid was doing that?
Well,
to
okay, sure. I'll be honest with you. Judge me if you will. When we went to Gatlinburg, mm-hmm. the Dollywood, and did that whole thing.
Margaritaville.
Didn't we shut that down?
No, you're thinking of the Jimmy Buffett version of
Sorry.
Oh, no, wait a minute. He owned both of those.
Wasting away on the dance floor.
You're thinking of the other one. The ones about paradise and burgers with cheese on them. That's the one.
God dang it. There's Hold no on, bar no. call, let's get oh. drunk and screw. So... That I'm aware of.
This is at the point where he has learned to, like, you know, stand up in front of, you know, the toilet, and he's tall enough, and he just do his own thing. And so he said, I gotta go, when we're driving in the car.
Oh,
you know?
No. Worst time.
Huh?
Worst time.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. I was like, okay, we're going up the hill, because our cabin is way up at the top of the hill. I don't know how anybody goes there in the wintertime without four-wheel drive, because, I mean, literally, it's in places where houses were not intended to be. The roads are just not to be.
Oh, Shelley.
But we go up, finally get up that thing, and I was like, okay, we're here. He, swear to you, pops out of the car and just goes right there in the driveway.
Oh, and you watch it run down the mountain?
I took a picture. Not of side angle or forward or from behind. I don't care. Judge me if you will. I'll go after Coppertone. They used to show a little girl's half ass on
there. Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's a dog.
How about that? Well, the dog. Right? Was getting. What was that about?
Get on the Google real quick.
Showing a little kid's tan lines. Weird. I'm getting the heat off me right now.
Yes. Yeah, you are. You should at least put a note on that picture, like on it.
I don't. Well, who, I mean, okay. You know what? I will definitely not add that one to my free prints that I get once a month.
Put that on his senior shout-out page, if they still do those. When he's
hey,
senior.
We got another questionable photo here. Call the regional supervisor and ask him. He always laughs when I call.
Let's call the district. Print it first, then call the district. Print it, hide it, and let's call the district.
I'll go in there, and then Robin Williams will say, here's your order. Was it two copies or three?
Because, you know, back in photo lab days, if you had some topless chicks, they're going to keep those. Oh, yeah. I was told they couldn't get back nudes of, you know, of anybody, but they kept the topless.
They gave them back, too, because I told you when one of the first paid appearances I ever had was for a little outfit called Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Mr. Francis.
It's at the SO Club right across from Clemson University. And I took pictures that night with a camera. Like a camera. Not even a did. There wasn't cell phones.
More men there than girls going wild.
Like yeah. 100 to 1.
Fortunately.
Easily.
I wonder why. I wasn't invited to that. Girls Gone Wild.
And
still there too, SO Club. Shout out.
I took pictures. And this one, and she never even got on stage, poor thing. But she had wrote... we had a moniker at the time that was disparaging toward another morning show and put us over real hard.
Okay.
And she had written it on her breast. And by God, I took a picture of it. And It was either Eckerd or Refco One printed it. Hand to God.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying they probably kept a copy or two. That's probably why they didn't not, why they did print it. Because they're like, yeah, I'll get a copy of this.
I like the...
It's probably like some... He probably made it into the 16 by 20. It's over some dude's bed now.
Yeah.
It's like dogs playing poker with that picture.
Yeah.
God, man.
Yeah, that was... It was hard times, baby. I mean, it was more socially acceptable then, too.
Could you imagine that you couldn't party that hard anymore? No way.
I know I couldn't. But, yes.
If you go wild?
Well, not that, but like the, you know. I mean, we had to quit doing mud wrestling. I remember the last one we did of that was in Spartanburg at a former Pizza Hut turned bar.
Yeah, it was. Right near Heron Circle.
Yeah, and they didn't want to get the place messed up with mud, so they did it in the front yard of the restaurant. And I say it's the front yard because it's like the place between the sidewalk and the restaurant, and there's no, like...
Somehow I remember something.
It was literally on the side of the road.
With two girls in a baby pool, and it was weird.
Let's not call it a baby pool.
I never forget that night. Kiddie pool.
That's worse.
It's worse.
Midget pool.
I saw a chick I went to high school with, like, for the first time ever, and I saw her topless, like, 5 minutes later. Yeah. Like, this is a surreal experience.
Well, we had to stop that. The world, bar owners, whoever, promoters. That's who we should talk to. What's his name? God, I can never remember his name. He's got an awesome name.
That place is not around anymore, by the way.
The guy that we know that is the promoter. I know it's not there. I've driven by it recently. Oh, gosh. He's got a cool, like, Italian gangster name, if that's okay to say. He's a promoter. Oh, come on. You all know him in the room here.
I'm going to watch you writhe a little more.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay, give me the initials. Oh, I don't need it. Peter.
You're a good friend.
I suck.
Last name starts with a D. Peter.
DeMonico. Delmonico.
It's not named after a steak.
It's not named after a steak.
Part of his name might rhyme with Puka.
Duca.
Not Paula Duca.
Paula Duca.
Plugged In Promotions.
Well, that helps in no way to me. Sorry.
Look, you really can't take offense to this when Matt does this, because he really does. I feel like I have a hard time remembering sometimes instantly. But it comes to you. Like, it's going to come to you in a few minutes. Just the instant recall is not... And I suffer from it too. Saw the bald guy that cuts our checks yesterday. I was just looking at him. I said, who's this guy?
He cuts our checks?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a guy that did it.
He said he's famous for saying we get thanked twice a month.
Oh.
That bald guy. Oh. I'm looking at him like, I know this guy.
Was this a bathroom situation, or did you actually?
Jesus, what are you trying to implicate here?
That you hardly go on that side of the world.
I saw him in the kitchen.
Oh, downstairs. Okay.
Why?
Interesting.
Peter DeLuca is who you're thinking of.
You remember Peter.
I do. I see him in my mind. I just could not think of the name.
The jack of all trades.
Well, I'll think of someone later you don't remember the name of. Ha ha.
It's impossible. I know everybody.
Well, I'm not saying anything because I forget people's names all the time.
She stick by that motto. Give me one.
You're trying to be funny, really.
You know, with him, it's hard to do because Fatboy remembers the oddest things.
Yeah, he does.
Go back to sniffing.
Swing sniffer.
Swing sniffer and hand sanitizer sniffer. Damn. Yeah, I mean, you're better at that than me.
What time does the bell ring?
Get me on. I'll get you on some pre-1950 baseball trivia.
Oh, yeah, probably. Commerce Comet from Georgia. Go ahead.
You're thinking of the Commerce Comet. He's from Oklahoma.
He lived near Tanger. That's where he grew up.
You're thinking that he's from they named the county after him. Ty Cobb.
I'm thinking of having them beers. Well, I'm thinking of having them. Go Yankees.
Who's that?
That's my Mickey Mantle impersonator.
He was from Commerce, Oklahoma.
Commerce is commerce. Tomato, tomato.
No, they don't have any outlets at the one in Oklahoma.
Not even close.
They don't know what Tanger is.
They don't have a Tanger in Oklahoma.
Is it really Tanger? Like we were saying Agner wrong for all those years?
We're not going to say I'm going to go get some Tange tonight.
Going to look for some Tange. Tanger.
I'm going to get some Tang.
The bearded Stanger.
Lord.
Midnight Tanger. We got a brand new bit we're going to debut for you today. This is something been rolling around in this diabetic ridden brain for a while, and finally, this is what we'll do with it.
Maybe I'll be the first guest.
We all could be the first guest, because that's how it started. Because I find myself many times asking myself this very question.
Self?
Am I being a
A-hole? A-hole.
We'll try again.
Am I being a-hole? Wrong article, but I like where you're
going. Yeah, and a-hole. Being an a-hole. So what we're going to do,
okay.
I just want it.
I'll start with one that's near and dear to me, and then we'll take calls, and you can say, God, I feel guilty about this thing, but it was the right thing to do at the time, or blah, blah, blah. And then we'll be like, you know what? No, you are not. You are protecting yourself. You are taking care of you and yours. You are not being an a-hole. Or you are being an a-hole. It will be honest. It's kind of like the brutally honest music review of your personality.
Oh, that's good. Of people.
Yeah. Because we've all been there. You know, I didn't want to do that. Like, I read a book. I read part of a book. I did not finish, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it's called The Power of Saying No. Holy moly. Boy, oh boy. Change your life. Mm-hmm. It really will.
Oh, thank God it wasn't Atlas Shrugged. I hear one more thing about that book.
Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand. Oh, you ain't kidding. That's one of the most over... If you... I don't know why you would ask anybody, hey, what's your favorite book? The answer should be the damn Bible. And I'm sorry for saying damn just then. But if anybody says that, it's not really. It's a move. It's a thing to say.
I gotta read Atlas Shrugged.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
It's not the one. Paige, your favorite book?
I have to read nothing.
Don't say Mein Kampf.
My favorite book is War and Peace.
War and Peace.
I just love that story.
I like Warren Treaty.
I like Warren G.
It's a long book, but I just love the love story.
He's a regulator.
About that, where you, I can't even get into it, but it just kind of meant a lot of positive thinking to me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to reread it.
I do. I'm working on that positivity.
To read it from back to front, possibly.
You know, I read it.
Read it like your wife.
I read it when I was very, very sad. And it helped me.
Glad it could have been yesterday.
Could have been. Maybe yesterday I was okay.
Today? How are we?
I am great today.
Good.
Would you like
a fun day?
Have an array of fragrances over here to wake you up if you're interested?
No, but I do want something from you, Fat Boy.
Oh.
Today is National Hot Mold Cider Day, and I would like to hear some Dixon Cider today, if that's okay with you.
Ooh, I might have to work it in at some point. It's almost the season.
See what play.
I mean, it is the season.
Come on, West Ass.
I mean...
Come on.
Hold on. I got to look at something real quick.
I'll see your Spanish
around. Damn. There's not 31 days in this month.
No, today's the last one.
Gah.
They'll be ready for Breast Cancer
it's
Awareness
spooky
Month.
Spooky season almost.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Plus, I'm getting ready to roll out a pumpkin spice type situation. So I think it is the time.
It is the time, please.
Tis the time. Tis the season.
Tis.
Yeah, just throw another T in there.
Paige, what are you, what are you working on in the plugs?
Well, this guy's great nephew says that his company blocked him. So to get him back, well, not him back, but the chain back, he leaked the secret recipe.
Oh.
I'll tell you which company it is. Talk about the recipe, all that more coming
up.
Was
it a dog? Because I'm going to say Bush's Baked Beans.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, dude.
No.
I was going to say Steve St. Laurent. Maybe that's him.
Can dogs have Facebook? Why, of course they can.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They posted little pictures.
All right, I'm going to go with Duke.
That's good.
Duke's great-grandson or whatever you said.
Okay.
All right, that's my answer. Text in yours. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Hello, Paige. Sorry, I got up on the wrong side of the med bed this morning.
Sound like you lost a testicle.
Have you read Atlas Shrugged by chance?
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Oh, we begin with excitement. Are you ready for the story?
I'm ready for the story.
This guy's great-great-nephew says that the restaurant blocked him, so he leaked the recipe.
Okay.
And you said...
Well...
I said Steve St. Laurent.
Steve. That's Yves.
It's gotta be.
I don't even know where that came from,
Rudder.
But that's okay.
Was Yves a woman or a man?
Yves.
Like, I don't even know.
It is a man.
Okay, so Steve St. Laurent would be the great-great-great-great-great-nephew.
Yeah, because...
Who sainted him?
YSL? I think... I'm trying to think.
They're Alvin
all
Klein.
Related to Dior and, like, all the lines are related. Like,
is there a Satanist partners. Dior? Is there a Methodist Dior?
No. Open the Dior. Why didn't they ever do that in the
Open
commercial?
Open the damn Dior. You stink. Open the Dior.
Just like the Shell gas stations, why did they never do, hey, go to Shell. And there's two people talking. You go to Shell.
Two chorus then. Now we're like, damn, it smells good. Damn.
Yeah.
But open
my
the
daughter
Dior.
Cooks like a mother.
Yves died in 08.
Yves.
Open the damn
Paris,
Dior.
France.
Wow.
I like Fahrenheit Dior. That's a good smell.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, they said the best season was summer's Yves.
You want to buy the douche?
Did they make douches for other seasons?
God, they should.
I'm sure
hot summer
for
douche
every season.
Oh, good.
It's really you got to be careful with messing up your pH though.
When it's the eating season, get hot summer douche.
I have a DH. I don't have a pH.
It's barbecue sauce down there. A man would love you anyway.
I'm dying. This is why I can't do stand up. I would be laughing with the audience.
You're not kidding.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
You got the perfect bit for stand-up anyway. The perfect line.
Which?
When you drop the line that says, that wasn't that funny. I don't like that one.
Oh, well. I mean, that's...
You'll say, I don't like that one.
I shouldn't have done that one. Okay. You want me to give you a real answer? Is he going to be... Well, here's the thing. Jack Daniel was not... He was... from what I understand, not the guy that's on the actual label, the photo of the.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I couldn't remember if there was a person on the label.
A drawing. Remember, you can't put actual photos on alcohol. You have to get somebody to do a caricature of you.
What?
We learned that out because
I know the distillery.
Like, same way they can't make cigarettes that smell like cherries because kids might want to do it more.
That's G.
That's. Crazy.
One thing I want to get this right. Oh, I'm gonna say Dave Kroc.
I'm gonna say Jack Daniel.
Okay, well the answer
Tony Budweiser
is there is a man
Annie Heiser.
That's great. There's a man that's claiming to be Colonel Sanders' great 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 nephew, and he says that KFC blocked him for complaining about them sexualizing Colonel Sanders. So what did he do to get them back? The company is he went on TikTok and his handle is @RealColonelSanders.
Oh my God.
And his whole feed is about being distantly related to Colonel Sanders and wanting to protect his family's legacy, of course.
Yeah.
So he's been at this for years and So he's upset because he believes that the brand has spent the past decade sexualizing his relative in its marketing campaign, and he doesn't like it. And KFC is sick of dealing with this person. So they blocked him on social media.
What would he have to leak?
Well, he says...
Because it's PepsiCo now. Like, they have that. He doesn't have that. And kind of, I mean, you could probably find it on...
Pinterest.
I tried to remake the Chick-fil-A recipe. Somebody said they add to a tea, and I followed it, and it is not the same. Even to using the pickle juice in the end.
Do you use peanut oil?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
You got a Henny Penny at your house?
No. I might have messed that part up. Just put it in the pan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be deep fried 2.5 minutes.
No, oh, you would know.
By God.
But who's got that recipe? Is that protected somewhere, locked up?
You can find a lot of those on Pinterest.
It comes in, I mean, it comes in a, I don't even know what's in it. It comes in a bag in seasons.
It's
I
mean, seasonings. Family?
Well, it's got to be prepped because some of the employees
somebody
wouldn't
would
get
add it wrong.
They wouldn't get it right.
The Cathys have it, like, protected, right?
It's locked buried under the original Dwarf House. And that was the name. That was the name.
Well, according to the...
Dwarf...
The nephew, great, 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 great nephew, the 11 spices in the KFC chicken are sage, garlic powder, cardamom,
paprika,
cayenne, pepper, or just cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper.
Mm. Oh, excuse me, what was that last one?
Pepper.
Oh.
White pepper, yeah. And black pepper.
You got
pepper.
Excited for a moment.
Ginger. I don't know if you put ginger in chicken.
They don't put gender?
Ginger, not gender.
Oh.
Is it
I'm going to a ginger reveal this weekend. they're going to find out if the baby's going to have red hair or not.
Oh, that's kind of
cute.
Yeah,
it's something fun.
I love it.
Is it a big black pepper?
BBP?
I think it's just either ground.
It's regular black pepper?
Or regular pepper. He didn't specify.
Well, I'll be dead lame.
Yeah.
Well, somebody just got hungry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I
that's to taste.
That is one of those things where your mouth does water. But, like, honestly, and it's no shot against them, I can't remember the last time I've had it.
I don't have one in my town anymore.
I'll be one of those that fusses when they change the logo, even though I haven't been there in years.
I would say no on the fresh ground pepper, like you put on a salad, because those are bigger flakes, and it might take away from the rest of the recipe when...
I got an electric grinder. You push a button on it, it just grinds. I ain't got to sit there and get arthritis trying to do that.
Coffee grinder type thing.
Yeah.
The KFC that was in my town, nobody would show up to work usually.
Why?
And they put a sign on the door that says nobody showed up to work today. Or if they did show up, I've seen people eat off of their own chicken that they made, like employees. Real horribly ran.
Gah.
Yeah.
I'm not going back then.
I live in a college town. Locally.
Well, that's
well,
one.
That's why.
They're not all owned by the same people.
And it's probably managed by younger people, and they don't crack the whip like they should.
No, it was
Let's
terrible.
Not say that.
Can't do it. Look at you. How much Tylenol you been taking? That's my question.
I told you she got up on the wrong side of the med bed this morning.
I don't take
too many acetaminophens.
By the way, the thing that I was thinking, I was somewhat kind of right. Jack Daniel, that is the guy on the label, but the actual recipe created for Jack Daniel Tennessee whiskey was created by a man named Nathan Green, who was a black man that was a slave owned by a preacher in Tennessee that people in the area said he invented the process of charcoal filtration when making whiskey.
Oh, he was making whiskey.
He was brilliant.
So it's another one of those things of like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating here, but like Jack Daniel, was he just like the money guy?
I wonder how he had time to do that. He finds out the slave is making the whiskey. He uses it to his advantage. He says, you keep making it and I'll steal it. We steal from the black man again. I'm not surprised.
Well, that's just one of those weird things. It goes down with a lot of, Edison? Didn't he... just basically go in and buy a bunch of already invented things, and then just, he was a businessman. He wasn't an inventor.
He was a patent troll.
Yeah, one of those.
Tennessee whiskey!
Nathan Green.
Okay.
Well, I want some Nathan Green whiskey.
I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
You're as smooth as Nathan Green whiskey. All right, thank you again.
So now I want to hear that song. And
it's fun to try to do some Chris Stapleton. You just have to act like you're falling out of a plane.
I was doing the David Allen Coe version. But yeah, it does kind of sound like that. I'm talking about somebody who's aged hard since COVID. I saw a picture of him the other day. I'm like, my God, you actually looking like Odin from, you know. Whatever.
I heard everything after aged. I didn't hear that part. You talk about Odin from Thor, Thor's daddy?
Yeah, like the big, like, white hair and flowing beard, you know? Like,
yeah. He's looked a lot like Hannibal Lecter, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins played his dad in the movies.
Oh, okay, in the movies.
I'm not nerding out to the comic books here.
I'm thinking of the cartoon, so two birds for you.
All right. Speaking of two birds.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with that, but we'll tell you what a Florida Atlantic football announcer got in trouble for over the weekend. Excuse me, Florida A&M, that's who it was. We got the audio. He said something over the loudspeaker he probably shouldn't have said, and you'll hear the crowd react to it as well.
Bad word or
no, not a bad word. He just made an observation about a cheer team who might have some big ones on the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knockers.
No.
Jugs.
Well, I guess you would at that point because, I mean, just big women in general.
Oh.
Yeah, he said something you shouldn't have said.
Cows.
Oh, I mean, boy. Probably pretty close. I haven't seen them, all of them.
No, I'm saying, I'm trying to think of the word that he said.
It's a term people get brained with now if you lose a lot of weight. Oh, he must be on.
Oh,
screw that crap.
Okay. He had some of that, too. But you lost yours over time.
Yeah, a long time. I just didn't take you with on my journey. That's geez what that is. Gross.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This happened over the weekend. Florida A&M, their announcer. This is during halftime. He was talking about the Alabama State University dance team. They're called the Honeybees.
Oh.
Yeah. And
Honeybees.
He said something that people took offense to, mainly in the crowd.
We have audio?
Oh, we got audio.
No.
Pretty clear audio, too. And you can tell he's trying to stop down to kind of make a joke about it.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozuki.
What did he say?
Oh!
So he's talking about the Alabama State University dance team, the Honeybees. He said, congratulate them. They are now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh, Ozempic.
You said that like Trump.
And then that Ozempic, and then that's when you heard the, oh, no, what are we doing? Tylenol.
Alabama A&M, is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay.
These are two HBCUs, I believe.
God.
Just.
Oh, the dancing. No, wait a minute. You said honeybees.
Yeah.
They have some called the dancing divas, too.
I'll give it to you again.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh.
The university had to apologize for on the announcer's behalf and did not mean to make fat-phobic comments.
Fat-phobic?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word. I thought it was just fat-shaming.
This is the first I've seen it. Where they say body-shaming and fat-phobic comments.
Fat-phobic.
I thought you just said Ozempic. Maybe they are on Ozempic. I don't know. What if one of them was?
I don't know why. Maybe he saw them like last season or something. But like the picture that I have up on my screen is, I wouldn't think that. They actually all look like the same woman in various years of her life.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
They look that's very creepy. But a dance team, like, they're not going to be in cheerleader form. They're going to be in, like...
It's like some Benjamin Button type stuff.
You know, with, like, 4 or 5 C's in
it. I'm thinking honeybees, you know. There's something going on like that. You'd be a little, you know, thinking, you know.
Well, does the B stand for bees or is it short for bitches?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Like B cups?
Yeah, like a boss bitch. Boss. No, definitely not a B cup. We're talking...
You know what? I don't know if that guy's going to lose his job, but there was something that happened locally at a high school a few weeks ago that an announcer made a comment about it. Evidently, he likened – I want to see because I cannot get full details on this. So from what I could piece together, he likened the opposing team to – he made a comment about being maybe prisoners or whatever, or a team full of, you know, inmates or whatever. Made some kind of comment like that.
Like that Adam Sandler movie.
And people lost their mind. And then they fired the guy, the local high school did.
Wow.
And you can never get full – you can't get full details on any of this stuff that happens. I'm not going to name the school, but I don't know if all those players got suspended or if they were back playing the game or not.
Why do you feel not to name the school?
Because it was all in the news, and I don't want to – like, they were starting to get real litigious at one point.
Rehash. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, like, and so I don't know if, you know,
this – there.
I don't know if this stuff gets swept up under the rug, if stuff happens, you know. If you say – if there's a public outcry and you suspend players, or you say you will, do you actually – like, nobody knows whatever happens to this stuff.
Yeah.
Make them wait it out.
That's our news cycle, man. It goes in and out.
Dude, no kidding. No kidding.
I was hoping my local sports guy was going to ask the coach when he talked to him a couple weeks ago, like, hey, just throw this in there. Just mention it real quick. See what he says before the game. But no, did not happen.
See, you were the one that got mad at me for not asking Tommy Bowden about his daughter that time.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. We out of here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I really don't.
Oh, that was, okay, wasn't you then?
No, I don't know details of, you know.
Oh, well. Yeah, she, you know, kids will be kids. Okay.
That's what time it is.
They're calling, yeah, but I just want to say that the president of the university there, the Honey Bees, which are, they are the... as you said, the dance team of the Mighty Marching Hornets.
Yeah.
They are, according to them, a plus-size dance group. So maybe he was saying they needed to be the face of.
You know what? That's probably not as bad, I'm thinking. Like, he's looking out for them, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Good looking out, they say. The kids.
Giving them props for weight loss? I doubt it.
You think all of a sudden all the medical companies said, you know what, we're just going to finally give them this cure we've been holding for years. It's something that's going to destroy your liver or something. Something you're going to have to buy again down the road.
Yep.
It's always that. They never any. That's why the med beds are not real. I'd love to have one if they were real, but they're not real.
Nope.
They're not real.
I don't think we were being a-holes right there.
I don't think so at all, but you may have thought otherwise. In fact, you may think that about yourself.
If you're being honest, take an honest inventory.
You have to. You can be anonymous. It's the debut of a new segment where if you've ever wondered, you know what, I did this and I felt good about it, but now I feel some guilt. Am I...
being an a-hole.
The debut is next.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.